Evening, guys. We can just take a show of hands, please. We'll come to as many of you as you can. Somewhere to start. Sure.
Cram. Just cram. Having Eagles, and you want to take a risk. He didn't feel yesterday, didn't train, and today is much, much better. I think next week we'll be ready, but we don't want to take a risk.
Interested in signing Julian Alvarez. Would you want
him
to
stay? No, I don't say yet. He's our player. He will come back. He's absolutely our player. I count on him. So, but is there any news and decisions will be made all together, and now has to rest, and when he feels ready to come back, he will be back.
Just in front, please, Joe.
Ben Jacobs from TalkSport. Just to follow up, taking the transfer out of the equation, will you have a conversation with Julian next week?
I answered perfectly in your previous colleague.
I don't mean about the transfer side. I just mean when he returns, will you have a meeting with him just to underline his
importance? I'm pretty sure when I come back, I will hug him. I will congratulate for the Copa America, for the performance for Olympic Games, and we start to work together. This is the reality. It's going to happen in time, so I have 1,000,000,000 things to think in terms of the team, and we are ready next season. Next week we play for the first, trophy of the season, and in 2 weeks we play against, Stamford Bridge against Chelsea again, so that's why it's only I'm concerned.
And I know results don't matter necessarily in pre-season, but just give me your overall thoughts on ending this tour with a win.
It was really good in terms for our CEO, for our club, for the brand, to see how many shirts from City come here, and it's amazing. I remember the first, second season when we were in stadiums, we were a few people in a blue shirt, and now we have a lot. That means the club grew up a lot, but the reason today, not Man City, all the clubs around the world, when they make this tour, is for other subjects, not for the preparation. And what to do is prepare well, energy for the game. You can practice, because you will prepare against teams like Celtic, Glasgow, Milan, Barcelona, and now Chelsea is really, really good, because they challenge you and it's arrived already. I said, no injuries, that's great. I think every game was much better than the previous one. We played quite similar, like Barcelona, for example, or the other one, but we lost, but the feelings were really good, and of course Calvin grew up, and Erling grew up, and Jack make incredible 2 games. So Rico have been unbelievable with Oscar. Both have been unbelievable. Today McAtee make his potential as a football player. Rico, Nico Riley, the same player, high level, and all the young. So we are happy because all the young players, all of them, make some minutes with us. Today make a debut to Stefan with a 60 years old as a central defender, so everyone played, and we are really pleased for that. So now is some players will come the first team, some players will be in the second team, some players will be loaned. Wish him all of them all the best, and hopefully next season we can come back.
Have you seen a reaction from Jack Grealish? He was very good as part of your attack today. A reaction from being dropped from the England squad. Have you seen a reaction? Have you seen a reaction from Jack Grealish since he's been dropped from the England squad? Have you seen a change?
So the first game is one rhythm, but against Barcelona, he made 5 shots, 6 shots on target, 1 goal. Today again, aggressive, his work ethic, and of course, I remember perfectly the Jacks. I know. Talking about how perform, I'm saying how training and behaviors in the game, like the 2 seasons ago. But now we have to play as best as possible. They have a lot of competition there, and the best player can produce for the team. You have more chance to play.
And Man City haven't made a lot of transfers into the club, but you have all these great youngsters as well. Do you think there's a chance that some players like McAtee, like O'Reilly, they can have a decent squad?
Yeah, both. The other ones. Still they are not ready to play with us, and they have to be loaned on the second team, and we'll see how development, because always depends of them.
Does that make the club more cautious in the transfer market because you have such a strong academy?
Right now, no. Before I have 6-7 players, I don't have. They're so young still. They're not ready to play. But we don't need it because we have enough depth squad. I'm not a guy who likes to play with a lot of players in the squad because I don't play and I prefer. And looking forward now, yeah, 4, 5, 6 players are already in Manchester. In a few days, we'll come back another one. So that's why I really please.
Just at the back, please.
Yes, my name is Jacob. Now I work for the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation.
Hi, Jacob.
Manchester City, you have a very big fan base in Ghana, and then you as well. I'm so privileged to be here today, all the way from Ghana. My question to you is, many are with a view that pre-season performance doesn't have bearing on the season proper. From your perspective, as an experienced coach, what would you have to say to that? What's your take on that assertion?
No, we arrive here for commercials, for show the people, the team to United States of America, and this is the main thing. After is make a good training sessions, energy day of the game, no training sessions, but the distances are big, the facilities are exceptional, but the humidity and the hot, they have to be cautious and all of that. We want to win the games, but of course it's the last thing. So today we win, nothing changed what happened. Today we lose, nothing changed, but the target is another one. Now the real preparation with an important already game, because the season starts in 7 days, simple as that. When 70% of the team, of the players, didn't take one training session with us, but we are 9 years together, so in terms of that we know each other quite well. Just the mentality, just the desire, you know, to help the team in resilience to suffer, because we are not in our best condition, will dictate the first month of the season. So, and that's why mainly we arrive here, come back, everybody healthy, safe. It's happened, and we show good spirit in all the games. Again, tough opponents, really good, and really pleased for that.
Chelsea have been making a few mistakes and conceding some goals when playing out from the back. Did you find that in your first season with City when you came in and implemented a new style of play?
I want to say something. It's happened for the pitch conditions. In a normal condition, that will not happen. Some forbids that will not happen. That's for sure. Second, I saw what Enzo want to do, and I like it. Yeah, I don't make a compliment because he's my friend and helped me for the year of the travel, be part of the staff that helped us a lot. But I saw today many things that I know is going to do it. If the guys expect in 2 weeks in not training properly, they are going to win the Champions League. So no, Champions League happened in advance. So I'm a big fan of him, and I know he's going to do well. But I like it, but I know it will be more difficult. With this result, it will be more difficult to get result in Stamford Bridge. Always is difficult, eh? But with the result, so it's a question of time. He did it in Leicester, magnificent, and he will do it here with an unbelievable squad. He has in his hands an unbelievable players, young ones with desire. So I think will be a good season for him.
Last couple of guys before Enzo, just back here.
Kellyanne Stitz with ABC6 here in Columbus. Over 71,000 fans in attendance today. How would you describe the atmosphere, and how have you seen the fandom grow through the stadium series here in the state?
Listen, I want to give an advice for the promoters for this event. So we lost 4-3 against Celtic Glasgow, so 7 goals. 2-2 against Barcelona, 2-2 against 6 goals against here. So every game we score a good goal. So if they hire us for the next season, the people will be happy because we scored a lot of goals. We concede a lot of goals, and the people come to see that. So I think the people enjoy today in the stadium. It's really nice. Come here and see the stadium's full and support. A lot of people, Chelsea, of course, and a lot of people are. So it was a... Yeah, it's in terms of... I know the pitch is not good because it's an NFL stadium. I know the facilities are amazing, but, you know, for many circumstances, you're not used, but you have to adapt. So, it's what it is. when I was young, first, second season manager, always I was complaining, always I was grumpy, always, hey, baby. Now it's, okay, come here, energy during the game, improve things. The team, many players get conditioned, getting better. And if the people was pleased and happy to the game, we are even more.
Last question at the front, guys.
Pep Timbiel, Cleveland.com. Columbus obviously has quite the name when it comes to American soccer as far as the success the national teams had here with the crew of men in Major League Soccer just the last couple of years. I'm assuming it's maybe not as big of a name outside in England in particular, but from your knowledge of the game, obviously, what does City of Columbus mean as far as, you know, soccer is concerned and just what's your
perspective? Here in MLS? Yes. In Columbus especially. So I know we won MLS. Yesterday I was fortunate to know his manager and the backroom staff. And listen, I had the feeling people in Europe talk more about the NFL, soccer, apart because Messi maybe arrived, his impact had been amazing here. I think it's really good at the end to raise, you know, the leagues, you have to bring good players, good managers, good players. You know, the players play for the spectators, but they enjoy being good players. And this is a process that, you know, you invest more. Hopefully every year is getting better, and in many years can help even for the national team to better strong team. And because this, you know, this country, I think, deserve a very, very good league and a very, very good national team. That's for sure.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Have a lovely evening and all the best. Thanks.